All right, today is March 22nd, and this is Biblical Hebrew 1 with Lida Hill. Let's all stand up and let us recite our favorite blessing. Ready? Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malchuto, Leolam Vaed. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be his glorious name, whose kingdom is forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, guys. How is everybody? Ma shalomchem?
Toda.
Thank you.
Toda.
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 Toda is thank you. Toda is good.
Yeah.
And saying fine, thanks. Okay, let's do our other blessing all together. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hatov v'hametiv. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who is good and who does good.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to share a very good song. It's called Hine Matov Umanaim Shevet Achim Gam Yachad. It's a very, very popular Jewish song found in Psalm 133. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Let's listen. Oh, you know what? Let me raise the volume.
In unity, la 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 la, in unity, in unity.
Okay, so hine is behold, right here, hine. Now, when you say hineni, behold I, or here am I. That was Isaiah saying, here am I, send me. Hineni. But here, it's just say, hine means behold. Okay, behold, and ma, it is actually, sometimes you use it as, most of the time it is what? Ma, maze, what?
Maze.
What is this? Ze, sefer, right? Ma. Now, in this song, you notice, ma here is how? Okay, how? Tov. What is tov? Good. So here, behold how good. Hine ma tov. Now, the u here is the conjunction v. But it is u because the m is what? It is the bump. Remember? The bump. The bilabial, the labial, the b, m, p. So when you add a conjunction vav to a word that starts with a bump, this one is letter mem, instead of v or ve, it is u. So, and ma, again, is ma is how, right here, and how, na'im, is pleasant. This is the root word for the name of Naomi. In Hebrew, it's Naomi, na'im, na'im, pleasant. So, name Naomi is pleasant, okay? Shevet Achim, the word Shevet here is not in the English. It's tribe. But here, Achim. Ach is brother. Achim, brethren or brothers. Okay. Gam is also. Okay. Yachad is together. Okay. So behold how good and how pleasant the tribe of the brothers also in unity. Then lie. Okay, a beautiful song. Psalm 113, verse 1 and 2, I believe.
133.
Verse 1 and 2, I believe. Yeah. It is. All of the songs that we sing here are all from the Bible, by the way.
Wow.
Yes. Okay, now let's do another song that I really like. Very simple, only a few words. Be Elohim hilalnu kol hayom. Veshimcha leolam node stela. Let's worship this evening by singing this song. Thank you. talk about it a little bit. You see here, Be'elohim, right here. Be'elohim. Hilalnu. So Be'elohim is in God. Hilalnu. You see the nu? What is
our?
Yes, our. Now in this word, this is a verb actually with the nu at the end. So this is the hey lamed lamed is actually the same root as hallel, where we get hallelujah. But this is a different mood. Remember, I told you about the moods of verbs. There's intense. There's reciprocal. There's reflexive. There's causative. There's easy. You know. But this one is causative. Okay. No, or intensive. I'm sorry. So instead of hallelnu, which is a regular verb to praise, this is hilalnu. This is intensive. This is intense. So this is we boast. We don't just praise. We boast about God. Okay? Hilalnu kol hayom. Kol is all. Hayom is the day. So here in the Lord, we boast all day long. Okay? Now, veshimcha. Okay, let's take a look at this word. The ve, remember Moshe and the dog. Moses and the dog. The ve here is what? It's a prefix. And look, cha at the end. Remember our pronominal suffixes? The cha is second person, masculine, singular, right? Okay, so this is and what is Shem?
Name.
And your name. Ve Shem Cha. Le Olam. We say this all the time in our blessing, in our the Shema. Shema Israel. Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Baruch Shem Chavod Malchuto Le Olam. Ba'ed. Olam is forever. Now, the La here, it is Moshe and the dog. Okay? Moshe the dog is Moshe v'chelev. The Lamed is the preposition. Two. So this is two forever. Le'olam. Node, this is a future tense, actually, or sometimes used as a present tense. This is from the root yada, where we get Yehuda, which means praise or thank. So here we have in the Lord or in God, we boast all day long. And your name, we praise to forever, Selah. Now, when you read your the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms, you always see the word Selah in the word. Yeah, it is always used in poetry. Okay, that means to pause. And it is also a musical note. Do you know that the tav, the letter tav, is also a musical note? Okay, so here you go. That's Selah. Now you see it in real world. Selah. You pause. It's a very beautiful, beautiful song. And in the Bible, this is Psalm 44:9, but in the English Bible, it is in Psalm 44:8. Okay? The English Bible and the Tanakh are not always matching. Okay? So if you notice in the book of Psalm, the very first, or Psalm 23rd, because it's very popular. The Lord is my shepherd. If you look at it, the verse one here is the Lord is my shepherd. But in the Tanakh, in the Ketuvim, in the Hebrew Bible, the Lord is my shepherd is verse number two. The verse number one is Mizmor le David. The song, a song of David. That's verse one.
Is that because the
when you're looking at the English Bible, you're usually looking at the Septuagint translation.
Correct.
So that's because that translation is different than the Tanakh, which was the Jewish translation.
That is correct.
As a Jewish.
So when I say sometimes I post here, oh, okay, like this one, Psalm 44:9, and probably you're like, where in the world is that? Doesn't match. But look at Psalm 44:8. That's where it is. Mm. Okay. It won't always match. Yes.
Could you read the whole thing in sequence? So
here.
Yeah, the whole thing, the translation.
Okay.
No, the translation.
English.
In the Lord we boast all day long.
In God we boast all day long.
In the Lord, in God, we boast all day long. And your name we praise forever.
Amen.
Pause.
Salah.
Okay. All right. See, we learn everything, even the music, right? So that's what Hebrew is all about. Let's have a word of prayer.
Yeah.
Who wants to volunteer to pray? Can I volunteer, Cora?
Okay. Lord, we thank you for this evening, Lord, that gathered here as tonight and praise you through your original language, Lord, through Hebrew. Lord, we pray that, we pray for Lena, Lord. We thank her for her dedication for our class, even though sometimes we don't really catch up. And we just praise you, Lord, for this language. And we pray for wisdom and for our brain cells to just be able to adopt and to learn your language, Lord, the Hebrew language that we're all learning to love so much, even though we're learning, you know, very little for me anyway. And we just thank you for each one of us, Lord, for allowing us to be here tonight. You know, we always get distracted from our life, but these 2 hours is for us, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord. We praise you, and we just pray that we'll be able to memorize all of this lesson tonight. And again, we thank you, Lord. And in Jesus' name, we lift up these prayers to you. Amen.
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 Don't worry.
Memorize.
Speaking of memorize, the word Mishnah. Have you heard of the word Mishnah?
Yes.
Mishnah is actually a commentary, okay? Mishnah, or sometimes it's called the second law, okay? Its root is Shanan. Now, when you hear Shanan, you hear the word Shin, right? What is Shin? What is the original picture of the letter Shin?
Name.
Shin, okay? So that is the original. Okay? Shin. It is a picture of a tooth. Okay? Yeah, there's a tooth right there. Okay, from the root Shanan. Shanan. But the root is a picture of a tooth. Now, Shanan actually is to chew. This root, Shin, Nun is to chew. Okay, chew. Now, it also means to memorize. When you memorize, you eat the words. You read and eat the word.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, there is a passage in Deuteronomy, which we always recite at the synagogue. And you shall impress it to your children. This is in the Be'ahavta. This is love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And you know, you have to write it on the forehead and rub it on your arms, on the doorpost. And the parents said, Beshinantam Levanecha. Impress it to your children. Wrong in translation. It's not impress. No, make them
Shinan. Jew. Memorize the Torah. Shanan, Shanan, is also the root for Mishnah, to memorize, okay, to chew. I got distracted again. Yes. Okay, so let's see here. We are going to talk about... I am not going to go to chiasmus because we already are almost half hours. Okay, so tonight what we're going to do is just, you know, relax and review. How'd you like reviewing?
Thank you.
Because in your textbook, we're supposed to get into the Hebrew verbs, right? Mm-hmm. And Hebrew number. Remember? Now the Hebrew number, you know, it's okay. We're not gonna go deeper in it. Okay, the dual form of numbers. Let's take a look at this first, and then we'll go to our review. Okay, let's see here. Let's go back. There you go. What we basically need to learn is 1 to 10. Okay? Now, surprise, surprise, the numbers are, they also have gender. Feminine numbers and masculine numbers. Okay, so, Shema, Israel, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad. Echad is? One, right here, echad, and that is masculine. Why is it? Why do we use echad in the Shema? Because God is masculine. Very good. Easy, okay? So now, then what is the feminine? Achat, right here. Now, achat came from achdat. But because... you know, over the years, you know, the Dalit just dropped, okay? So remember, the Tau always symbolized femininity, right? Even in our construct chain. Okay, remember Bat Sheva, the daughter of Sheva, okay? Malchat Israel, the queen of Israel, the Tau there, kind of giving you a clue that it is a feminine. So here, the tav was added to echad. See, this is the original form, echad. We added the tav. Now, later on, that dalet was assimilated as the tav. Okay, it dropped, and then tav took place, and so now it is achat. So achat is feminine number one, okay? Now, number two, masculine. Shenaim. Okay, Shenaim. Okay, this also has the shena, like the tooth, right? Two, Shenaim, it's two. Now, the feminine version of Shenaim is Shtaim. So you get that clue this time again because this is a tav. Achat, that tav right there. Shtaim, the achat, the tav right there. So this is feminine number two. Okay, now the number one is always used just like an adjective. Okay. In the Shema, it says, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. If we literally transliterate it, transliterate, that's right, that's the word. It says, Lord, one. Instead of Echad, Adonai, one, Lord. Okay? Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Tov. Okay? Adonai Yafeh. Yafeh and Tov are adjectives. So Echad is used as like an adjective. Adonai Echad. Okay? Now, Achad is the same way. Let's say Ani. Okay, let's see here. Yeshli. Yeshli means I have. Yeshli Bat Achat. I have one daughter. In reality, I have two. I'm just saying an example. Okay? Bat Achat. In English, I have daughter one. All right? Okay. Now, let's go to the rest of the numbers. Here we go. And don't kill me for this. Look at the masculine. The number three is, in masculine, is shlosha. This has a form of the feminine. Remember, ish, isha, isha is feminine. Malcha, queen, is feminine. Now, in the Hebrew number, the masculine numbers have the feminine ending.
That's kind of like my husband. If you say my husband.
Bali.
No, using ish.
Oh, my husband ish. Ishi.
Ishi, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ishi, no. This is, no, the feminine nouns have the, most of them have the a ending, the kamatz he. Malcha, what is a malcha? Queen. Isha.
What?
Woman. Susa, a female horse. Okay? Now, in the numbers, in the Hebrew number, it's the other way around. They're the masculine one. Okay? So, let's read this. Shlosha. It's number three. Okay? Let's read this one. Arba'a is four. Okay? Now, these numbers are easy. It's just like in English. When I say shalosh susim, I'm saying three horses. Okay? I'm sorry. Shlosha susim. Okay. Shlosha susim, that means three horses. The transliteration is just like in English, okay? Mm-hmm. Unlike echad is the other way. Sus echad, one horse. Shloshya susim, three horses. Okay? Arba'a is four. Let's read this next one. Hamisha. Is number five. That's why the word chamash, that is where we get kumash, which is the five books of the Bible. Kumash, five. Kumash means the Torah. Chamisha. Okay, next, let's read this. Shisha is six. Now, in Spanish, six is seis. Kind of sounding like the same, huh? Shisha. Okay. Next.
Shiva.
Shiva. Uh-huh. Shiva is seven. Kind of sounding the same, right? Shiva, seven. Wow.
Siete in Spanish.
Siete in Spanish. Okay, the number eight is? Shmona. Shmona. Okay, nine is Tish. Tish. Very good, Miss Mila.
Now, number 10 is? Look at the pointing at this.
Asara.
Now, all of these words, all of these numbers, they're end, which ends with the kamats hey, okay? The the accent is on the last syllable, okay? Shlosha, arba'a, kamisha, shisha, shiv'a, shmona, tish'a, asara, okay? That is from 3 to 10. Now let's go to feminine.
Yeah. When do you use when are you masculine?
When you are counting masculine objects.
Oh.
So they need to masculine.
Hebrew nouns have gender and number. Okay. Now let's go back here for a minute. Let's take the word sus. What is sus?
Horse.
Horse or a horse. Sus. And this has a number. What is the number of Sus? What is the gender first?
Masculine.
Masculine. That's the letter M. And what is the number? Okay, hold on a second. Oh, yeah. What is the number, singular or plural?
Singular.
So we go
MS.
So Sus is masculine singular noun. MS. Next word?
Susa.
Susa. Susa. And this is where the accent is. Susa. And Susa is what gender?
Feminine.
What is the number? Singular. So this becomes RFS. Feminine singular. Read the next word. Susim. Very good. And Susim is what? What's the gender?
Masculine.
And what's the number?
Plural.
Susim is horses. Susot, very good. And what's the gender?
Feminine.
What's the number?
Plural.
So remember that. And also, not only Hebrew nouns have gender and number, also the adjective, remember? What is tov?
Good.
Okay, tov is masculine. Singular. Tova.
Feminine singular.
Tovim.
Masculine.
Plural. Tovot?
Masculine.
Feminine plural. You're getting it. You're getting it. Okay. So that's why I wrote it down there. Now, with the Hebrew verbs, and we're going to get there in a little bit. It's a little bit complicated because it has person, gender, and number. When I say person, that's the subject. I is first person. You is second person. You is second person. She is third person. He is third person. And so on and so forth. Okay, so here we go. Let's.
Can you send that to us?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you also do it if you were talking about age and whether.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay, let's read this feminine. Number. Ready?
Shalosh.
Shalosh.
Arba.
Chamesh. This is a
shesh.
Sheva.
Shesh.
Shmone. Okay.
Tisha.
Tisha. Very good.
Eser.
Okay. Now, you notice something here? The masculine numbers, when you read it, the accent is at the last syllable. The feminine numbers, the accent is on the first syllable. Shalosh. Arba'a, chamesh, well, chamesh, okay, shesh, sheva, seven, there you go, shmone, tesha, and the segol segol, ese. So when you're counting feminine objects,
you will use these feminine numbers. Now, good news. Even if you go to Israel, they use all mostly the feminine numbers.
Wonderful.
Yofi, Mitsuyan, New Heaven.
Hallelujah. White is more.
Okay. So let's see. And that's basically it. I don't want you to, you know, go beyond that. Let me see if I can go back. There's more about here. Okay. Now, we just learned the cardinal numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, in Hebrew, there's ordinal numbers, which is, what is ordinal?
Roman numerals.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth.
Okay.
Yes. Now, Shabbat is also a name of a day in Hebrew, which is Saturday. Shabbat. Okay. Now, after Saturday, which is the seventh day, in English, it's the sixth. For us, for the Western people, Saturday is the what?
Sixth.
The sixth day. And the seventh day is Sunday. In Hebrew, not. Shabbat is the seventh day. Yes. So, Sunday, after Shabbat, after Saturday, Sunday is the first day of the week.
Yeah.
Our first day of the week is Monday. Not to them. It's Sunday. Okay, so Sunday is Yom. What is Yom?
Day.
Rishon. Rishon is first. So this is our Sunday. This is how you call Sunday in Hebrew. Yom Rishon. Day first. Or make it smooth. First day. It's your ordinal number. Rishon. Okay, now, do you notice the word rush? What does it sound like? Head, rush, the head of the day, the week. The head of the week is Yom Rishon, which is our Sunday. And also, they use the letter, the consonants, the Hebrew letters, in counting. Okay, in the Tanakh, you will not say Genesis, Achat Achat, or Genesis Shalosh Shalosh. Okay, they use the Hebrew alphabet. This is one. Okay, this is number one. All right. So Yom Rishon is Sunday. That is head of the week. Next is, if I can move this. Oh, it's not moving. There you go. Monday is Yom Shani. We just learned that the word Shnaim is two, right? Same root. Shani here is second. Day second. Yom Shani, which is our Monday. Our Monday is the first day of the week. Their Monday is the second day already. Ready? Next. Tuesday, day number Gimel, day number three. Shlishi. Remember, our number three is Shalosh or Shloshia. The word third in Hebrew is Shlishi. Yom Shlishi, which is Tuesday. Shlishi. Third. Okay, next is Yom Revi'i, day four, a fourth day. Revi'i is ordinal for fourth, which is Wednesday. Okay, our Wednesday is our third day. Wednesday is their fourth day. This Dalet is the fourth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Look, this is their fourth day. So more to be confused. Can you imagine me memorizing all that?
Oh my goodness.
For 5 years. Okay. Let's read this. Yom Chamishi. From Chamesh, which is five. So this is day number five, or fifth day. Ordinal for five is fifth. Thursday, which is our fourth day, is our fifth day already. Okay. See what happened when Constantine changed everything? We are totally off the calendar, people. Remember in the book of Daniel, it says there that he will change the calendar. All right, and the Gregorian calendar took place, and we're all confused. Okay, so that is, okay, that was, what is that again? Thursday, day five, fifth day. So the next day is Yom Shishi, sixth day. Day number six is Friday. And that Friday is our fifth day. It's already their sixth day. And my favorite one. Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat 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 Shalom. Sing it with me. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat 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 Shalom. Shabbat Shabbat. Shabbat Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shabbat. Hey, Shabbat Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat 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 Shalom. Okay, you notice that it didn't say seventh day. It should only say Shabbat. The word Shabbat is also a complete sentence. It means he stopped. Or he ceased. Who stopped what?
God stopped.
He stopped on the seventh day. And that's why he said, observe and keep the seventh day holy. But we got, you know, interrupted, and we got so destroyed by the other calendar. Okay, so that's Saturday. That's the seventh day, Saturday. Okay? So more for you to be confused. I'm so sorry. Okay, so let me go here. Oops, there we go. Here you go. Yom Rishon is Sunday. Yom Sheni is Monday. Yom Shlishi is Tuesday. Yom Revi'i is Wednesday. Yom Chamishi is Thursday. Yom Shishi is Friday. Yom Shabbat, Saturday. Or just say Shabbat. Okay? Shabbat. You notice also it did say Shivi'i. It's just say Shabbat. I love that. Okay, I just want to show something here. Uh-oh, I went too far. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. The numbering using the, this is actually not the gemat, yeah, the numerical value. Okay, so let's see here. Oh, it didn't show. This is important because when you start reading the Tanakh, you will notice this in the numbering of the verses. Okay. So what is the numerical value of letter Yod? Can you find Yod?
Ten.
Ten. Number 10. Okay. And so in the Tanakh, the number 10, when you're looking for a verse, number 10, you see the Yod. Okay? That's verse 10. Now, verse 11 would be Yod. Aleph, because Aleph is 1. So 10 plus 1 is 11. Okay? Where's the other one? Where's my purple one? Right here. Okay. Okay, so when I want number 12, I'll see Yod what? Yod Bet. 13 is what?
Gimel.
You guys are so good. What about number 14?
Yod
Dalet. Dalet. What about number 15? Yod Hey? No. Yod Hey is part of God's name. So instead of Yod Hey, you will see Tate and Vav. 9 plus 6 is 15. Oh, no, that's not a Tate. That is Same. Okay, look at that number Tate. What's the letter Tate? 9 plus Vav, which is 6, is 15. What about number 16?
Yod.
Yod Bab? Okay. Because this is 10. And this is 6. Okay. So 10 plus 6 is 16. Nope. Because this is part of God's name.
So,
Ted. Very good. So this is Ted. And what?
And Zion.
Zion. I keep putting because of this. Okay, this is a Tate. Okay, because Tate is 9 and Zion is 7 equals 16. That's the only thing.
So you can use both?
No, you cannot use Yod Vav and you cannot use Yod Hey. It's part of the tetragrammaton Yod Hey Vav Hey.
Yeah, it's too close.
Too close, yeah. So you will never see that in your Tanakh.
So always used to number
the verses. Uh-huh. You use Tate and Vav for the 15 and Tate and Zion for the number 16. And then number 17. This is Tate Zion.
Yeah.
So how would you actually say 16?
How do you pronounce it? Just say Zion.
Yes.
Oh, two.
Yeah, Tate Zion. It's
Zion. Okay.
It's
Yod Sadi.
No.
Okay, so number 17 is Yod. We go back to Yod. And then you add a number. Because this is 10. What is 7?
Zion.
Zion. So we have Zion. Yod Zion. Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
That's how they protect the God, the name of the Lord. It's that holy. Okay? Most holy name. And then you just continue on. Okay, Yod Zayin, Yod Chet, Yod Tet. Okay, yes.
I have a question.
Yeah. Yes, Jerry.
So all of those Aleph numbers are only for the Torah.
Correct.
All the other counting and is
the one that we talked about.
Yes.
You know, Echad, Shnayim, Yeah, Shlosha, Arba'a, Hamsha, Shisha, Shiva, Shmona, and Asara. Okay, so now you understand that. Mm-hmm. So now, let's see here. So it ends at 400, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Kaf Sofit is 500. The Mem Sofit is 600. The Nun Sofit is 7. The Fei Sofit is 800. The Tsadi Sofit is 900. What is 1,000?
Aleph.
You go back to Aleph. Aleph is also 1. And 1,000. You're thinking, why is Aleph only numeric value of 1? But no, it's also 1,000. Okay, so what did they use the numeric value in the past? Okay, this is very interesting. You see this number?
666.
Mm-hmm.
Blasphemy.
No, in Revelation is a traditional Jewish apocalyptical text. It's Jewish, okay? It's written by a Jew, okay? Like other writings of this genre, it communicates to readers via symbols and heavenly visions. Such texts typically speak through cultural images and codes aimed at the insider audience, okay? Remember, we were not the audience of that time. The book of Revelation has its own audience. Mm-hmm. And in those times, they have their own figure of speeches, their hyperbole, their metaphors, all that. Their sayings, their parables. We don't know. We don't understand. You know, even now, you know, when I speak with Filipinos, and sometimes we just say phrases that we do understand and other people would never understand. Because it's my culture. It's my language. So the audience of Revelation have their own. Now, this is actually the gematria that they use. Nun is 50, Resh is 200, Bab is 6, Nun is 50, Kuf is 100, Samit is 60, and Resh is 200. Now, who is this Antichrist that has the 666, the mark of the beast? If you read this, can you read this? Nun, Resh, Bab, and Nun. This is one word. This is Neron. Now this is Kuf, Samek, and Resh. Kesar. This is Neron Kesar. Who is Neron Kesar? Caesar Nero. Nero. And that is what who are they talking about in the book of Revelation. The type of Caesar Nero is the one.
That's
the Antichrist, the type. There's a lot of types of Antichrist anyway that came out.
Yeah.
You know, Hitler's one type.
Right.
You know, Mao Zedong's
any of those types.
Any of those are the types. So they used the gematria, the numbering, the Hebrew numbering for that. Okay, so I don't want to confuse your brains anymore. So that's just basically the numbers. Now, you're going to be asking me, okay, just up to 10. So the next is 11, 12, 13. I will send that to you. We will learn the Hebrew numbers section by section. Okay. Tonight, you learn the first 10 numbers. Okay. And the gematria of all those Hebrew letters. Okay. So tonight, we're going to move on and see what we have here for our review. We learned about the construct chains, right? In Hebrew, there is no preposition of. When I say son of David, I would say Ben David. Okay, son of David. That is there's three words there. Son of David. In Hebrew, there's only two. Ben David. It's understood. Son of David. Those two nouns are connected together as one unit and becomes a definite noun. Okay. Whose son? David's son. Son of David. So now, what we're going to do is we're going to learn about the definite construct. Let's see here. The question that we will answer in this unit is how Hebrew marks the difference between the son of Jesse and a son of Jesse. Okay? We will illustrate these constructions within the framework of the story of Hagar. I don't know if we'll get there. But let's read this.
Beit Melech.
Okay. Elech. This is segol, okay? Beit Melech. And Beit Melech means a house of a king. It is not definite. It's just a house of a certain king. We don't know that king, you know? We don't know that house. Whose house is that? Just a house of a, you know, some king. Okay. But when we add the article the hey, okay? Remember, this does not have a hey here because this is not definite. It's just a house of a king. Mm-hmm. But this one is, read it, please.
Beit
HaMelech. This is the house of the king. And, okay, notice that in English, there's two articles, the. In Hebrew, there's only one. It's on the second word. It's understood. You cannot add the article he on the first noun. Never. Okay? Only on the second noun. So Beit HaMelech, the house of the king. You do not say HaBeit HaMelech. Okay? Okay, so this is the definite construct. Why definite? Because this is definite. It is by using the article he, it becomes definite. Okay, whose house is it?
The
king's house. Right. Okay, so let's see. Let's take a 10-minute break because it's already 8 o'clock. Already.
Already.
Yes.
Wow. When you're having fun.
When you're having fun. I know, I know.
So the beast that is to a future, 7-year peace agreement. But it doesn't name per se who that will be.
Yeah, but it's so vague. Synopsis or whatever.
Right. Oh, yeah.
This is written to Jewish people.
Yeah.
We cannot just easily understand Revelation. It's
so
because
do
we are coming from a different type of audience.
Yeah. But do Messianic Jews have any position on the tribulation? You know, it's like false trip.
The Messianic?
Yeah. Free trip. Huh? Free trip. You're certain that they all are Messianic?
It's because we have the Brit Hadashah. And if you, you know, learn the Brit Hadashah, the teaching of Paul, it is very pre-trib.
Mm-hmm.
And Revelation
the,
3,
the
Church
week
of
Daniel,
mm-hmm.
starts chapter 5 of Revelation.
Revelation,
all
yes.
Chapter
19. And chapter 4, John was already in heaven. He said, God, you know, he heard, come up here.
Right.
You know, and then he also, there's several, no, at least twice, come up, the word come up here
yeah.
was spoken.
And then
the two
Isaiah
witnesses.
26 says, my people go into your chambers, but for a moment,
yes, for a moment,
so the indignation has passed. When God comes out of his chamber or his place.
Isaiah 26.
Yeah, I mean, I it's not, to me, it's not as clear. You know, I mean, I definitely believe that the rapture is pre-wrath, But as far as, and I understand the symbolism and everything with Daniel and Isaiah.
Hebrew has a lot clearer picture.
Okay. That's why I was asking.
Especially the chamber is a wedding chamber. And then Jesus talking about a wedding. I will not leave you. I will not leave you. But I will come back.
Okay. So with that, I mean, I understand it's all.
So it's 7 years tribulation.
Right, yeah.
7-year wedding, and then even so called, they shake 7 times, and then finally shake that it all comes away that the kingdom comes in. 7 years shaking.
Oh.
So the wedding's going on for 7 years, as the earth shaking for 7 years, and then the kingdom comes in.
Okay. Well, thank you. I mean, that's better because. Yeah.
Zephaniah 2:3 also.
Yeah.
It says, who have upheld his justice, seek righteousness, seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger.
Can we pull the
wedding? Right.
Into the wedding.
Okay, and the wedding is typically 7 days.
Yeah, because 7-day wedding, 7-day wedding.
Yes. I mean, that makes it more convincing.
So we're in a wedding while the earth is shaking, ready for the kingdom. And then when the earth is completely done, the king comes and we come behind him.
Right. Yeah.
And that's Revelation 19.
Yep.
Yeah.
Revelation 19.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful to learn the book of Revelation.
What happened?
And that wedding and shaking, where is that?
It's the Sukkot. It's the Sukkot. But what happens when people replace Israel for the church, all of a sudden the church is desecrated. Because now they're the saints being concatenated.
Right.
Which, what you see is a reverse, where a remnant of Jews are now in the Gentiles are pouring.
I was thinking,
it flips in the Great Tribulation, where it's mass amounts of Jews and the remnant of Gentiles.
What about the possibility that that rapture taking place on one of the feasts, like the Feast of Trumpets?
I've heard of that, or in Yom Kippur. But it is, but more Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, the last trump is, you know, it takes place as Yom
Kippur. Yeah. And then in Yom Kippur, right after the books are open.
Right.
And it's read, everything.
We really don't. What do you think?
Yeah.
And the crowning of the king and the opening of the gates.
But that ties into no one knows the day or the hour. Because
that's what even Jesus said.
Right, yeah.
No one knows theirs, but the Father only.
Right.
But Daniel had to count down from when the Antichrist stood in the temple to when the Messiah would touch down and put his kingdom. That's a whole different. People get confused the rapture and the second coming.
Right.
The second coming is a whole separate event, which is mentioned in Daniel.
Right.
So, I'm going to take off.
Okay.
I'm
not feeling so great.
Yeah.
I'm
going to take off.
You know what? I can ask you one kind of message you want Robin to come back.
What's she talking about here?
Oh, same thing. Okay.
Yeah, same thing. So they kind of know what she's about because they don't know her.
Right.
So what she does here, what she does in New Zealand.
I didn't finish the paperwork because I didn't ask you.
That's okay, but that's it.
Okay, let's move on.
So if someone else wants
to tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night, but I don't, I'll try to, but I might not have a conflict.
All right. Bo'u namshik. Bo'u namshik. Bo'u is
come.
Namshik.
Sit down.
No.
Check it.
Check it. Check it is silence. Silence.
Why did you say
shekel? Check it. Check it.
Shekel.
Oh no, not shekel. Check it. Namshich. Bo'u is come. Namshich is, let's continue. Namshich.
Oh, I can just give it to you.
Okay. So we're talking about the definite construct. By using the article the or article K. What's happening out there? Okay. Anna went outside. Uh-oh, she's left.
She's locked out.
Okay. Yeah, they're too bad.
Yeah, too long.
Well,
wait a
little. Yeah. Are they leaving?
I hope so.
I hope. Come on, kids, leave.
And then,
holler at them. Check it. Definite construct. By adding the hey, the article the, article hey, to the second word. Beit HaMelech, the house of the king. Beit Melech, just a house of a certain king. Okay, so let's take a look at these examples. Very good. Shechem Yelet. And that says number three. Shechem is shoulder. Yelet is boy. Okay. So we do not see an article the on Yelet. Okay. So this is just a boy, you know, a shoulder of a boy. Okay. Let's read the next sentence or phrase. Shechem Hayelet. And what number is it?
Two. I'm sorry, four.
The number four. The shoulder of the boy. Because there's an article the here, the hay. Okay? Shechem Hayelet. Let's read the next one. Hayat. Hayat HaSadeh. Ooh, there is an article the here. So this is the definite construct. What number is it?
Two.
Two. The animal of the field. Chaya is animal. Hayat is animal of. Remember our construct chain? HaSadeh is the field. Let's read the next one. Hayat Sadeh. Okay, so this is not a definite construct. Okay? What number is this?
One.
Number one, an animal of the field. Just another animal of the field. Okay? So that's basically it. That's the definite construct.
Can you write the numbers?
Okay? Okay, next example. Let's read this.
Be'er.
Very good.
Hamayim.
Okay, Be'er Hamayim. Be'er is? Well. Have you heard of the word Be'er Sheva? Be'er is well. Sheva is? Oath. So that well that Abraham or Jacob dug, that is the well of oath. Okay? So we see an article the here. So this is a definite construct. The well of water. Okay, let's read this. Etz. Zayit. Okay? What is etz? It's a tree. And what is Zayit?
Land.
You love this.
Olive.
Olive. Okay. Okay. This is a tree of olive or olive tree. An olive tree. Okay. All right. So is this a definite construct? No. Because you do not see the hay. Okay. Let's read this. Cherev. Sar. Saba. Okay? What is kerem?
Sword.
Sar?
Prince.
Remember Sar Shalom?
Prince
of peace. Sar is? Prince. Okay? What is this? What is Saba? We get Sebaot from this? Lord of Sebaot?
Host.
Okay. Now, in this case, in this context, it is army. You're correct, Jan. It's army. So, when we put this together in a chain, sword, a sword of an army. A sword of
an army.
A prince. Of an army. Okay, this is not a definite construct. You do not see any hay. Okay, if you see hay here, hatsaba, okay, cherev sar hatsaba, that is the sword of the prince of the army. Okay, this is just a sword of a prince of an army. Okay, So that's not a definite construct. Okay, so we'll see here. Now, how do we make it son, a son of David? Not Haben. Son of
the
David.
The son of
David? Now, how do we, how are we going to do this?
Ben is son.
Very good. Let's write this. Ben, okay, David, let's put a makef because this is just a one syllable, and David is what? Like this, David, David, okay, this is a definite noun, it's a proper noun, okay, David. Which man? David. Definite. Okay, so this is already a definite construct. The son of David. Ben David. How do I say a son of David? If this is also already a definite construct. We will find out. Okay. Before that, let's try to read this. It's a little long, but it's fun. Let's read this. Vayipachet Mekom David. Okay. Vayomer Shaul El Yehonatan Beno Madua Do Ba Ben Yishai. Ben Yishai. Just like Ben David, this is a definite noun because it is a proper noun. So Yishai, which is Jesse in English, is a definite noun, right? So Ben Yishai is a definite construct. The son of Jesse, right here. The son of Jesse. Now the question is, how can I make it a son of Jesse? Since Yishai is a definite noun already. So we will move on and we'll find out. Okay, here we go. Let's read this.
Vayan.
Echad. That's your number one. Very good. Vayan Echad. Mehan Arim Vayomer Hine Ra'iti Ben Le'ishai. Oops. Okay, here is Ben Yishai. That is definite. Whose son? Whose son is this? The son of
Jesse.
Here, by adding the la, the preposition la, here it becomes indefinite. This becomes a son of Jesse. Okay. So here is bayan echad me'an harim, and answered one of the young people, and he said, behold, I saw, hine is behold, okay, ra'iti, I saw a son of Jesse. Remember that. In order for you to make it indefinite, you add the la. Now, in the book of Psalm 23, it says, Mizmor le David, a song of David. It did not say Mizmor David, because if I say Mizmor David, it is the song of David. Mizmor le David is a song of David, because we add that lamed to the second word, okay? Mizmor le David Hashem, and Mizmor le David Hashem ro'i lo echsar. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Okay, so did you understand that? Making the definite not definite anymore?
Just to put le?
Yes. Le. Then lishai. Now, how do I say a son of David? What do I do?
Le
David. Le David. Okay, Lamed. Okay, this is Ben. Ben Le David, a son of David. Very good. Okay, so that's one down. Here we go. A psalm of David. Mizmor, you see this? Mizmor Le David. This is in Psalm 141:1. A song of David. Okay, so let's see here. Can we read this? Amma is a handmaid. Okay, a handmaid of
Sarah.
It's not the handmaid of Sarah. It is a. Okay. What about this? Isha. What is Isha?
A girl.
A woman or a wife? Very good. Wife?
Lish.
Who is Shlomo? Solomon. Okay. So, a wife of Solomon. Isha Lishlomo. Okay. Now, why is this just a herek here? Remember, this is? It's because you cannot have two consonants consecutively with Sheba. So this, instead of putting a Sheba here, because this second letter has a Sheba, this changes to a herek. So Lish Shlomo. Okay, that's one of the rules, and we talked about that before. Okay, let's read this one. Okay, Eshet. Just like this one up here. Shlomo. Okay, this is a construct chain. Isha is a wife. Okay. Wait a minute. A wife of Shlomo, and Eshet Shlomo is the wife. Okay, wait a minute. Eshet is actually a construct from Isha to Eshet, like Malka, Malkat. Okay, this is the wife of Shlomo. Okay, now this is now become a definite construct, because Shlomo is definite. That is a proper name. Which man is it? Shlomo. Solomon. So Eshet Shlomo is the wife of Solomon. Okay.
But didn't you say the top one was the same, the wife of Solomon?
Yes.
They're both the same.
They're both the same, but this is the. This is a woman or a wife of Shlomo. This is the wife of Shlomo. Okay. This is not a. Okay. I wonder why they did not put Eshet Lishlomo, because this is a construct chain. Okay, because this should be the same as that. Eshet. Okay, so I'll get the answer next time. Okay, So, do you have any other question about this? You basically got it? Because we have another lesson to talk about. Okay? So we leave it at that. And we are going to go to nominal sentences. We talked a little bit about nominal sentences before. But let's go ahead and get some samples. Why doesn't Hebrew need a verb in order to create a sentence? In this unit, we will learn how Hebrew creates nominal sentences. We will also discuss what happened between... Oh, no, we will not discuss that. It's going to take a long time. Okay. Let's read this.
Bayit.
Bayit. Gadol. What is Bayit?
House.
What is Gadol?
Big.
A big. Okay. House. Okay. Now, do you see any article hay there? No. It's just a big house. Okay. Now, when we add the article huh, okay, and another ha here, we have another article hey here, this becomes the large house, okay? Now, this is not a construct form. This is not a construct change. This is just a phrase, the large house, habayit hagadol. A large house, bayit gadol, okay? This is negative negative, this is plus plus. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. Okay, when I say plus plus, it has the hay and it has the hay here. There's no hay and there's no hay here. Okay, so negative negative, it means it's not a sentence. Positive positive, it means it's not a sentence either. Okay, however, if you see this, Let's read.
Habayit
gadol. Okay, now this becomes a sentence. Habayit gadol means the house is
large.
It doesn't matter if the hay is on the bayit or the hay is on... it doesn't matter where the bayit is, if it is on the beginning of the sentence or at the end of the sentence, okay? So habayit gadol, and gadol habayit means the house is large. You notice there is only one word here that has the hey. Okay, so this is minus and this is plus. Minus and plus equals sentence. Okay? And you see this. When you see those two words, one is a noun and one is an adjective. That will form a sentence if the noun has the article the. Okay? The house, habayit, gadol, is large. And I'm looking at you, I'm like, I don't think I understand that. Okay, so we're done with this, right?
Yeah.
And we're done with this. Okay, so plus with a hey, and with a hey, word with a hey, is not a sentence. Okay? Now, a word without hey, without the article the, this is a minus sign, right? Minus? Okay, minus, minus, no hey, it's not a sentence. All right? However, look at the screen. The noun has the hay, and the adjective does not have a hay. Now it becomes a sentence. So this is
a positive and negative.
Plus and minus equals sentence. Nominal sentence. That's how I learned it. Okay? Yes.
Is generally the noun or the adjective come first grammatically? Or it doesn't really matter?
Doesn't really matter. The position don't matter. That's another that's another hard hardship of the translator.
The position.
Yes. Okay. So let's see here. Let's try to read this. Yafe is where we get Yofi. Yafe means beautiful. Okay? Mar'e is sight or the view. Mar'e. Okay. So you notice Mar'e here has the article the. And the adjective does not have the article the. Right? So this is positive and minus equals a nominal sentence. The sight is beautiful. Hamar'e yafe. Yafe. Now, yafe is masculine. So because you have a masculine noun here, we use a masculine adjective. Now, what is a feminine? How do you say beautiful, a feminine beautiful in Hebrew? It's yafa. Yafe, masculine, yafa, feminine. Okay, ready? Ha'isha. Chachama. Okay, chachama. From chachama, this is an adjective that is modifying the isha here. Chachama means wise. Wise. Chokma is wisdom. Okay, chachama is wise. Okay, so let's translate this in English. The woman
is wise.
Is wise. Okay, you see the plus here and minus here. So plus and minus equals a sentence. The woman is wise. Okay. Okay. Let's read this. Hatorah. Near. Okay, now you're saying here, those are two nouns. These are adjectives. Yafe is adjective. Wise is adjective. But ner is a what? A lamp. That's where we get menorah, ner. Okay. What is Hatorah?
Torah.
The instruction. Okay, or the law. That's what they say. The law is
A lamp.
Okay? Now, because this is a, how do you say it? Is it a metaphor? The ner is actually describing the Torah. Because there are nouns that are used to describe another noun. So here, HaTorah has the hey, so that's a plus. And ner does not have a hey, so this is a minus. So this is a nominal sentence. Okay. What if I say Ha'ishya Ha'chachma? It's not a sentence. That would be the wise woman. What if I say Ishya Ha'chachma? A wise woman. Okay? So we got the nominal sentence now?
Yes.
We got it? Oh, yes! Okay, this one has more than two words. Okay, let's read this.
Beit
Ha'ish Hagadol. Okay, wow. So now, this one, when you see three words like this, and the other, you know, the last, the other two words, or have the hey, this is not a sentence. Only when you see one hey in a group of three words, that becomes a sentence. Okay, so Beit Ha'ish Hagadol is the man's large house. But this one is Beit Ha'ish Gadol, the man's house is large. So now, as you can see, the noun that has the article the or article hey, that is the subject of the sentence. Okay? Ha'ish, the man. Okay? What about the ish? Oh, his house is large. Beit Gadol. So, Beit Ha'ish Gadol, the man's house is large. Okay, so let's see if we have some simple ones here. Okay, so now let's go to pronominal suffixes. We talk about susi. What is susi?
Horse.
Horse.
My horse. Pronominal suffixes. Now, I have a bait. I have a house. When I want to say it's my house, I say? Baiti. My house. Is my house, is this word definite already? Yes. Whose house? My house. Okay. So the next word is gadol. But gadol becomes definite by adding ha. So this is actually definite, right? This is actually plus plus. Even though this doesn't have a hey, article the here, but this is saying my house, that's definite. Hagadol, that's definite. So this is definite and definite. Plus plus is not a sentence. My large house. But look at the next one. Beiti, my house, it is definite. Oh, the gadol does not have a hey. So this is a positive and negative equals nominal sentence. So look at this. Look at the definite. The definite noun here is beiti, my house is large. All right. Is it sinking in a little bit? Very good. Okay. This time we will apply our pronominal suffixes here. What is suso?
Suso?
His horse. His horse, because it ends with a O at the end, okay, with a vowel. Look at the first word here. Let's read. Edro.
Ton.
Edro katon.
Katon.
Whoa, okay. This first word has the pronominal suffix O. Okay, edro. So this means, and then the word eder is a flock. Okay, right here. Eder, flock. So what is edro?
His flock.
His flock. Very good. His flock. Katon means small. Okay. So this is definite, edro, his flock. Katon is not definite because it doesn't have the ha. So this is positive and negative equals nominal sentence. So his flock is small. Edro katon. His flock is small. Okay, next one. Yalda Harasha. Okay. Yalda. That is the pronominal suffix a at the end, so that is
feminine
third person. Okay. So yalda yalda means a girl. Okay. So this means her child. Okay, or wait a minute, Yelada. Okay. So this has the mapik here, so this is her child. Her child, is her child a definite word? Yes. Oh, let's take a look at the second word. It has the hey here. So this is definite also, right?
Yes.
So definite plus definite equals not sentence. So Yelda, her child, harasha, bad is rasha, okay? So the bad, her bad child. Okay, her bad child, and that is not a sentence. Okay, so next one, ready?
Malcolm.
Oh, there is an ending there. As a third person, masculine, possessive, ending, there. There, what's Melech?
King.
Their king. Okay. Is this word their king definite?
Yes.
Okay. The next word is sadiq. And sadiq is not definite because it doesn't have the article the. Woo! So we have a nominal sentence here because this is definite and this is not definite. Their king. It's righteous. Sadiq is righteous. So that is a nominal sentence. This is plus and minus equals nominal sentence. Okay? Here we go. Here, David. Okay, David.
Amalek.
Is David a definite noun? Yes, it's a proper noun. What? Who's that man? That's David. Okay? And Hamelech?
The king.
So we have definite and indefinite. Is that a sentence?
No.
It simply means David the king or King David. David Hamelech. Okay, so next one here is? David is definite. What about Melech? No. So we have? Positive and negative equals sentence. So David Melech is
king.
David is a king. You guys are getting it. Yes, Jerry.
How would you say David is the king?
David is the king?
Is that the same as King David?
David the king?
David
is the king. That's a good question. That's going to be next. Let me see here. That's a good question, though. David?
The king.
The king. David is the king.
Would you put a ha?
No, it's going to be like this. It's going to be positive and positive. Okay, David, Hamelech, I believe that this. Wow, look at that. There's a dot right there. That's a double M. I believe that by context, you will know if it is David the king. Mm-hmm. By context.
David is the king.
Because it's very hard. Because when you're reading the Tanakh, yes, it could be David the king or David is the king. So it depends on the context. So that's the trinity of translating the Tanakh. Context, context, context. Mm-hmm. The Trinity. Okay. Let's not go there. Okay. So, let's read this.
Ani Melech.
Okay. Ani is definite. And Melech is not definite. Okay. So, we have a sentence here. We have plus and minus equals nominal sentence. Okay. Let's see. Let's read this. Ani Hamelech. Related to your question.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ani HaMelech is, that is a plus and plus. But because of context, okay, this means I am the king. So this plus and plus equals sentence. All right. Because of the context. Okay, so I like this one. Let's read this.
Ben
Rachel. What is Ben Rachel?
A son
of Rachel. Okay. Okay, and a son of Rachel is a third person, masculine, singular, right? What is an independent personal pronoun for the third person masculine? Singular.
Who?
Right here. And who is in English?
He.
Very good. So Ben Rachel, a son of Rachel, he is who, okay? You will use who in place of Ben Rachel because this is a pronoun. Let's read this one.
Bat.
Okay, Bat is
daughter.
The son of the woman.
Daughter.
Ish is
daughter of
the woman. No, Ish is man.
Oh, Ish.
Okay, so this is a definite construct because this is a definite, the man. So this is the man's daughter. The man's daughter. So the man's daughter is what? Referring to the third person feminine singular.
He, or she.
So you draw a line. The man's daughter, you replace it with the pronoun he, which is she in English. Okay, ready? Let's read this.
Ha-anashim.
What is anashim?
Ha-anashim.
What is anashim? It's a plural of what?
Masculine.
It's masculine plural, but what is the, it's plural of what
they.
Word?
They.
Anashim is the plural of ish.
Oh, anashim.
Ish is man, anashim, many men.
Oh.
Man. It's masculine plural. Masculine plural. Oh, it has the ha.
Yes.
So what is this?
Hanashim.
The man. So in place of the man, what independent personal pronoun do we replace? Do we use for it?
Can you say Hanashot?
They. And where is they?
Atem.
Anashim. Oh, okay. Atem. Okay. At-tem. When you talk to the Anashim, you men. Okay. Atem. Okay. That's plural. Let's read this.
Shaul.
Okay. Who is Shaul?
Saul.
He's either Apostle Paul or King Saul in the Old Testament. When King Saul say, "I," what?
Ani.
Ani or?
Anohi.
Anohi Shaul. I am Saul. Okay. Let's read this.
Is it Atem, them, and they?
Okay, Atem is you.
You, oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, you, plural. And you are talking to the Anashim. You're talking to the man. So you're saying Atem, you men, Atem.
Oh, it's not they.
It's not they.
Oh, okay.
It's not they.
You
I'm sorry.
They.
I was looking for him and it's not there. So it's Atem. And Shaul is first person common singular. It's Anoki or Ani.
Okay.
So let's read this.
Who?
Ben.
Rachel.
Okay. So let's translate this in English. What is who?
Who is he?
He? What is Ben Rachel?
Son.
Okay, so in English, how do you translate it?
The son of
he is
the son.
a son of Rachel. Of Rachel. Who Ben Rachel? He is a son of
Rachel.
So now you know how to put together some words and make it a sentence. Okay. How come this is a sentence? Who is a definite? Who? Oh, he. Bet Rachel? Oh, when Bet. Ben Rachel? It is not definite. Okay? Because it doesn't have the ha here. Okay? So this is positive and negative equals nominal sentence.
Yes.
I think you're understanding a little bit.
A little bit.
I don't know what part of the book is this, but you know, when you're reading it, just kind of follow and remember all the examples. Okay, let's read. Ze.
Melech.
Ze Melech. So Ze is demonstrative. This. Melech is
king.
So this is a king. Okay, now next is ze a melech. So this is the king. Very good. Ze sefer. This is a book. Ze ha sefer. This is the book that you need to read every day. Okay, so the levels of definiteness of words, of the nouns. Okay, indefinite, simply, buy it. A house, buy it, it's simple. Okay, now definite, making the house definite, we add the the article ha. Or we add the pronominal suffix e to make it my house. And another definite is a personal name, a name of a person, David. Now, what is the most definite? Ani. I. I am definite. Pronoun. And demonstrative, ze or zot. Because this, okay, that's definite. So there are three levels of definiteness: indefinite, definite, and most definite. And I can send that to you, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, before we move on, do you have any questions at all?
Do we? There are too many.
I have too many questions? Okay, let's see. We have 5 minutes. Let's read this.
Ha-ish.
Ba-yot. Okay. By putting it together,
ba-yot.
This is yit. This is yod, and this is tav. Okay. So this is our subject, the man. And then next is indirect object. That's, let's see here. Where is the man? This sentence is telling us where the man is, right? The man is in the house. The preposition ba is in the. Okay, by it is the house. Ha-ish, ba-bayi. Now you can change this into personal pronouns. You can say, ani, ba-bayi. What is ani?
I.
I am in the house. You can also replace it by third person. Let's say, madai, okay? Madai Babayit. Madai is in the house. And if I want to use a personal pronoun, what do I use? What pronoun do I use instead of madai?
Is she in English?
Yeah. Hebrew.
In Hebrew, it'll be, in Hebrew, it'll be
who?
He.
Okay? So I'm talking about Madai, and I'm saying that she is in the house. I say, he. Babayi. Okay. What if I want to say, Jerry is in the house, using who? Who? Babayi. We're getting it. Okay, you can also change this into other nouns. Like, let's say, the horse is in the house. How do you say it? Hasus. Babayit. What if I want to say a female horse? Hasusa. Babayit. There you go. Okay. Okay, let's see. I'm looking for... Okay. Here we go. Is it too long for you guys? Okay, let's just do this. Oh, I like this one. Okay. Can you say, can you read this word?
Ish.
Yesh.
Yesh.
Yesh. And this?
Ish.
Bye-bye. The word yesh, and don't forget this. Yesh means there is or there are. There is. Or there are. Yesh. There you go. Sere. Shin. Yesh. There is or there are. So there is a man in the house. Yesh ish babayit. What if I want to say there is no one in the house or there is no man in the house?
No.
Read this.
So,
ain.
Like
ain. Ayin. Sere. Yod. Nun. Means there is not, or there is no, or there is none. Okay. Ain. Ish babayit. There is not a man in the house.
How do you pronounce? Ain.
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 Okay.
Ain.
Oh, yesh and ain. Yesh, there is or there are. Ain, there is no or there are no or there are not. Okay? Don't forget that. Ainly keset. I don't have money. Ainly keset. Li is to me. Kesef is money. So if you translate it, there is no to me money. Ainly keset. Okay? Okay, and we have 1 minute to go. And I am glad that we got to ain and yesh. Okay, so let's quickly read this.
Ain.
Melech.
Be'Israel.
Be'Israel. What does it mean?
There is no king in Israel.
There is no king in Israel. Kol hakavod metsuyan. I like my class. Although it shrunk so rapidly. Because you guys are the scholars. Not too many people in San Diego can say Ein Melech Be'Israel. Only you guys. Okay? Let's do the other one. Ready?
Ein.
Al. Hab. Okay, this is Habe'er. Okay? Because this is double. And with a Sheba underneath, this is a vocal Sheba. Haber. Okay, what is Be'er? Be'er Sheba? What is that?
Well.
A well. Well, Be'er Sheba is well of oath. Okay, so, Ein is, there is, no. Evan is?
Stone.
Al is?
Upon
the well. What did you just say?
Stone.
there is no stone on the well or upon the well. See how easy it is to form sentences? Okay. Ready?
Etzim.
Hatzer. Okay. So what is ain?
No.
Not. Etz. What is etz?
Tree.
Tree is etz. Etzim is trees. Very good. Bakatzer. What is katzer? Let's see. I forgot it too. Katzer, that means courtyard. Okay? Courtyard. Katzer. Outside is kutz, katzer. I think it's courtyard. Okay, I need to go back to my vocabulary. But it's saying that there is no tree. There are no trees. Are. There are, because this etzim is plural. There are no trees in the courtyard. Okay, very good. Okay, so let's go here. Ready? Yesh.
Hamesh.
Nashim. We just learned to how to count. Echad. Ekad shnayim. Okay, oh, we're gonna do feminine. Okay, achat, shtayim, arba, chamesh.
Okay.
Achat, shtayim, shalosh, arba, chamesh. So yesh kamesh. There are five. Nashim. What is nashim? No, this Nashim is the plural of Isha.
Women.
So this sentence means there are five women.
Yesh.
Chamesh Nashim. There are five women. Okay, next sentence. Yesh. Son, Masadeh. What is yesh here is there is a flock. Son is flock. Masadeh is in the field. There is a flock in the field. Yesh son Masadeh. Ready? Yesh. Kochavim, kochavim,
bashamayim.
What is shamayim?
Heaven.
What's kochavim?
Stars.
And yesh?
There are stars.
It's at 9:04, so we will end with the stars in the heaven. Hallelujah. Let me close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the stars in the heaven, for the flock in the field, and for your love, Father God. We thank you for your word. It's fun to know this Hebrew sentences and all. And we just want to give you our brains again, Lord God, and help us to memorize this word. And help us to really get the joy in learning the true meaning of your Tanakh.
Yes.
And we give you all the praises and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.